3. The JE panel should be composed of a competent and influential group, which includes employee representatives. 4. The JE panel will need to reach an agreement on the factors, the factor characteristics, or sub-elements, and any differential weightings of the various factors. After the evaluation has been completed and the results have been approved, interested parties should be informed and appeals should be heard.